Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord and good morning. This is Amazing Grace Extraordinary Truth Ministries, and I am your host, Elder Lydia Togba. It is very good to have you with me. We are again in a year in the Word. It is so important to be readers, hearers, and most of all, doers of the Word of God. In His Word is life. In His Word is peace. In His Word is joy. In His Word is truth. In His Word is revelation. In His Word is purpose. Glory to God. Amen. I hope that you will continue to be with me daily as we go through the Word of God throughout 2018. We will end this series on December the 31st. God bless you, God keeping you, and God anoint you for being with me on today. Today we are coming from Psalms chapters 3-5. So I won't be with you very long today. So if you just be patient, we'll get through these scriptures and bless God, amen, that you might be able to commence with your day. I am praying right now in the name of Jesus that God, that the Lord move in your life like never before. I am asking God in the name of Jesus, even right now, Father, in the name of Jesus, I'm asking, oh God, that you move, Lord God, mountains move, Lord God, struggles move, things, Lord God, that seem like they are immovable, and out of the lives of these people, open up opportunities, Lord God, that have been closed before, doors, windows, Lord God, that seem to have been closed before them, because, Lord God, that they took the time to listen to your word and to hear what thus saith the Lord through scripture. I am asking, oh God, that you move on behalf like never before. Open up the windows of heaven, oh God, and pour out a blessing upon each and every one. Father, cover them in your blood right now in the name of Jesus. Open their minds and hearts, Lord God, to see your word. Let it be illuminated before them, Lord God, and let them be able to see something that they didn't see before. Lord, those that are at the gates of indecision and still haven't chosen you as Savior, Lord God, grab a hold to their hearts even right now. Oh, my God, and change their direction, change their path, Lord God, to a path of righteousness so that they will see, Lord God, that you came that they might have life and that more abundantly, and everything that we all have need of in the course of this life, it is all in you, Lord, and we give you glory, we praise you, and we honor you on today, and we thank you for every blessing. We thank you, Lord God, for every breakthrough, Lord God, that is coming forth into the earth realm right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, I give you glory for the healings that are commencing right now, Lord God. I thank you, Lord, for the jobs, Lord God, that you've just opened up. I thank you, Lord, oh, Lord, for the relationships that you are healing right now. In the name of Jesus, I just praise your name, oh, God. Oh, thank you, Lord. We are reading today from Psalms chapters 3-5. I am coming to you from the New King James Version. Amen. If I change that, I will let you know. Of course, I try actually to announce it every day where we're coming from. So we're coming from Psalms chapters 3-5, and I won't be before you very long at all. Lord, how they have increased to trouble me. Many are they who rise up against me. Many are they who say of me, there is no help from him in God. But you, O Lord, are a shield for me, my glory, and the one who lifts up my head. I cried to the Lord with my voice, and he heard me from his holy hill. I lay down in sleep. I awoke, for the Lord sustained me. I will not be afraid of 10,000s of people who have set themselves against me all around. Arise, O Lord, save me, O my God, for you have struck all my enemies on the cheekbone. You have broken the teeth of the ungodly. Salvation belongs to the Lord. Your blessing is upon your people. Hear me when I call, O God of my righteousness. You have relieved me in my distress. Have mercy on me and hear my prayer.
How long, O you sons of men, will you turn my glory to shame? How long will you love worthlessness and seek falsehood, Selah? And know that the Lord has set apart for himself him who is godly. The Lord will hear, call him. Be angry and sin and do not sin. Meditate within your heart on your bed and be still. Offer the sacrifices of righteousness and put your trust in the Lord. There are many who say, who will show us any good? Lord, lift up the light of your countenance upon us. You have put gladness in my heart, more than in the season that their grain and wine increased. I will both lie down in peace and sleep, for you alone, O Lord, make me dwell in safety. Give ear to my words, O Lord. Consider my meditation. Give heed to the voice of my cry, my King and my God. For to you, my voice you shall hear in the morning, O Lord. In the morning I will direct it to you, and I will look up. For you are not a God who takes pleasure in wickedness, nor shall evil dwell with you. The boastful shall not stand in your sight. You hate all workers of iniquity. You shall destroy those who speak falsehood. The Lord abhors the bloodthirsty and deceitful man. But as for me, I will come into your house in the multitude of your mercy. In fear of you, I will worship toward your holy temple. Lead me, O Lord, in your righteousness because of my enemies. Make your way straight before my face. For there is no faithfulness in their mouth. Their inward part is destruction. Their throat is an open tomb. They flatter with their tongue. Pronounce them guilty, O God. Let them fall by their own counsel. Cast them out in the multitude of their transgressions, for they have rebelled against you. All those rejoice who put their trust in you. Let them ever shout for joy because you defend them. Let them also who love your name be joyful in you. For you, O Lord, will bless the righteous. With favor, you will surround him as with a shield. I have read and you have heard from Psalms 3 through 5. Psalms chapters 3 through 5. May the Lord add a blessing to the readers, hearers, and most of all, the doers of his word, and sanctify the truth in our hearts. God bless you. God keep you. God anoint you. Until next time, amen.